What made Melvin, the youngest of the Kaminsky kids, so darn funny? Later, people said, he himself said, it was Brooklyn, the Depression, being Jewish, and growing up in the shadow of Hitler. But there was also something about birth order and the family genes that contributed to the strange amalgam, the marvelous pastiche that is me. Before there was Mel Brooks, there were the Kaminskys. The Kaminsky family formed their own little world in Brooklyn, the mother and four brothers living in humble circumstances, the brothers sharing the same bed and crawling over one another like a litter of adorable puppies in a cardboard box, as Brooks often said in interviews. The oldest, Irving, was almost 10 when his youngest brother was born. Intelligent and wholesome, Irving acted more like a father than an older brother when Melvin was growing up. He was the only Kaminsky brother to get his college diploma. Leonard was older than baby Melvin by 7 years. Unassuming Lenny was interested in machines and science. As time would tell, he had the stuff of a war hero. Bernard, only 4 years older, was closest in age and perhaps also in jaunty, jolly spirit. He was also the best athlete among the brothers. In his youth, Bernard was a great softball pitcher, in Brooks's words, and a star of Brooklyn bowling leagues. His older brothers held regular jobs and helped out with household expenses long before Melvin finished high school. Each played a different role inside the family and in life, but birth order, being the youngest, benefited Melvin, just as the B for Brooks alphabetically advantaged the sequence of his later writing credits. Melvin was still in diapers when his father passed away. His older brothers mentored and shielded him. Being the youngest, most pampered brother with the least responsibility in the family, Melvin found that his role from infancy was to make people laugh. His family tossed baby Melvin, as his mother called him in her fractured English, into the air. He made funny sounds, and they all cracked up. Everyone indulged the last born, Brooks recalled in many interviews, so much so my feet never touched the floor until I was 2. Making people laugh, forging a career out of laughter, became his lifelong quest. In time, millions of people would find the youngest Kaminsky hilarious, whether they experienced his comedy on television or in stage plays, recordings, advertisements, or motion pictures. Eventually, he'd make 50 or 100 times as much money from his comedy as all his brothers combined, or for that matter, most of his famous show business friends. The mother of the four boys had to be a miracle woman, and Kitty Kaminsky was a little Jewish rhino, in Brooks's words, and as good-humored as she was hard-charging. Shorter than her boys, which was really short, so short she could walk under a coffee table with a high hat on, Brooks liked to say, Kitty worked like a slave day and night, stretching the dollars and pushing her boys through school, dividing the love and matzo ball soup equally. She was the heart and soul of the family and the supreme boss. As a boy, Irwin Allen Nieberg, who later changed his name to Alan King when he too grew up to become a comedian, lived in Williamsburg, a Brooklyn neighborhood, at the same time as the Kaminskys. He remembered the formidable sight of the family as they arrived as one to pick up the youngest of the bunch after the school bell, the three older boys surrounding Kitty in a phalanx as the Kaminskys swept across the playground and swooped down on little Melvin. They were a tight-knit, fierce, single-minded unit.